starting on the Rosh and Chaf and Aleph, second Rosh.
Yivar Lahu. Someone wants to know how Rabbi Yehuda understands. Rabbi Yehuda says it wasn't 21 years, it was 14 years. Where his point of argument with the Chachamim is. Yivar Lahu. Kishinit Meis. Rabbi Yehuda's argument to Tanakama was like this. Yes, I agree that this last part of the story is true, that she became Tameya when she finished her Naziris. But she only was a Nazira for 14 years, not 21. Because when she came from Chutz Loritz to Eretz Yisrael, instead of passing like Basil that she has to redo 7 years, Yehuda says that all they told her to do was when the Chachamim who dealt with her when she came, she was before the time of Yehuda. The Harula, the Chachamim who dealt with her when she came up from Chutz Loritz there to Israel, Yehuda says they told her, like Beis Shammai, Leah's Nazira Lamed Yom, she has to be Nazira for 30 days. V'nitayis B'sef Lamed Yom, Hutzuch Leah's Nazira Oid Zayin Shana. So she was a Nazira at Chutz Loritz for 7 years. She comes there to Israel. She has to redo, as it were, the process. But now she became Tameya, so she has not fulfilled her 7 years. So she has to be in a zero for 7 years. So that's what Yehuda's position is. Oh, Dilma, Kishloi Nitameis, will leave it to Beis Hillel. Will it probably be Huda Atanakama? So the argument is in the following. He agrees with the Tanakama that they pass like Beis Hillel. And so she had to redo 7 years. So she was 7 years in Chutz Loritz and 7 years in Eretz Yisrael. Ella, he argues on the story, Beikar Hamaisa, Shabihuda Oimer, Shikacho Yahamaisa. He disagrees in the actual story. What happened? Did she become Tamei at the end of these 7 years? Rabbi Huda agrees. If the story had been as you said, yes, it would be 21 years, but it wasn't like that. So Toshma, so quotes the Mishnah, says, after Rosh, didn't have to quote the whole Mishnah. I mean, we could have picked in that one phrase. There is the diak of the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda said 14 years. It should have been 14 years and 1 month. So why do we start from the quote? The Gemara starts the quote from also the Haritz and Heru Kamesilol. Like, why are we bringing all of that? Just bring the last line. So the Rosh says that the point of that. It doesn't sound like Rabbi Yehuda argued on the Tumah. So Hilchah Porach Isogadat Mishnit Meis Oliba De Beis Shammai In Kain Nitma B'Soif Olam B'Yom Shal Nazirus Eretz Yisrael In Kain Yudal V'Olam B'Boyel It should be 14 years and 1 month. Now, Isra from the Garasi Yudalid Shana Lamed Yom. So they have actually the word that phrase in the Gemara. Mi Boyle the Tanya Bihuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Zois teras al nazir b'yom alois amra tera nitzah b'yom alois tein lo teras nazir. V'cholat b'shnit mitzolib de b'sim shamai ki b'shnit b'sef lamed lo hayis tzicha liyos nazir lamed yom. So, this halacha, so according to the second girsa, the Gemara is asking like this: if you hold like Bais Hillel, so she comes, she did 7 years, she comes, so she has to redo 7 years. She comes to me at the end of the 7 years, she has to do 7 years. According to Bais Shammai, she has to do 30 days. She came from Chutz Lara, she said, ma'am, I'm sorry, you gotta redo 30 days. Now she came to tell me on the last day of the 30. How much more does she have to do? Why 7 years? Just do another 30 days. And that's the Morris Kasha. The Morris saying, why 14 years? It should be 30 days. That's the way the Bryce says, that the halacha of you become tummy on the last day, you don't have to redo the whole thing. You could also quickly answer, though, you have to redo it, it's 30 days. So if that's true, it should be 30 days plus 30 days. So it should be, as opposed to repeated agreeing to 14 years.
So, question. If somebody has two different Nazirio to Chutz Laretz and then came to Israel, would they need to do one or two?
We have to do both, yeah.
Separately,
yeah.
And then the tumor we're talking about here is solely tumat met or other tumot as well? Which one?
The only tumor which requires the redoing of the Naziris is tumas meis.
Only tumas meis. Okay. I should have asked that quite a while ago.
Maybe you didn't. Okay.
What's it mean?
What's wrong?
What's it mean? Maybe I'm low stain, low tourist.
Eliezer Shita is that a person undertook in his years 100 days. Let's nothing to do with Chutz Laretz. Person is in Eretz Yisrael. Person is doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he undertook in his years of 100 days. And he came to me on the last day. So do you have to? So the pasuk tells me that a person who came to me b'yom alois. So you give him teres nazir according to Eliezer. You don't have to redo the whole 100 days. You just have to do 30 days. You have to do a minimum time of what a nazir is. That's all you have to do. You give him the standard. The stam naziris is 30 days. So that's what you're mechuyav to do. You're not mechuyav to redo. You're not mechuyav to redo the whole thing. Okay. So the Mishnah. Misha yishtei kite edim meidus osai. The person has two. He doesn't remember what he. Well, let's say he doesn't remember what he undertook multiple naziros. He doesn't remember how many they were. And one pair of edim. We'll see over here in the rush. Are we talking about the person is agreeing, disagreeing, etc. But one pair of Edom says that he Elam Edom Shenazir Shtayim. One set of Edom says he undertook two sets of Naziris. Ve'elam Edom Shenazir Chamish. These are made that he undertook five sets of Naziris. Ve'shame Omrim Nechol Kohedis Ve'en Kan Naziris. Shami says, so they're arguing with what he said. So we don't know. We have no Adis over here, which is a valid Adis. Okay. Now that's what the Rishonim grapple with. Well, what is he saying? What do you mean there's no Naziris at all? He's agreeing that he undertook some Naziris. So they both agreed to at least two. They're arguing whether there's more. So there he's therefore the edus is valid vis-a-vis two. Zakter Rush. Misha your base key to Adam me either must Elamidim should not their base, should keep a lot of bays and zeros. Elamidim should not their hay. Now, the first thing that the Rush points out, well, maybe both are true. Maybe he undertook two naziris, and then besides that he also undertook five. No. So the Rush, boys are sure, Shatem Armim Shinadir Bays, on Armim Shinadir Hay. They say we're talking about specifically the same incident, the same time and place, etc. You're saying you were there and he said two. We're saying we were there and he said five. Now, so at the Rush, the gears over here is Mairi. The case has to be that the Neuder says, I didn't do anything at all. The Shalsa, because if he's not arguing, he's not denying, if the Enim Mega that something happens, a state of Isser, that is, your Taharas became Tomei, you can't use them. If the person is Shoysik, it's binding upon him. Okay, so therefore over here, we'll talk about that it's, if it was Shoysik, it becomes binding upon him that he's chayav to be a Nozer. So how can Beis Shammai say there's no Nazirus at all? Zot the Rush, however, umiyu. So that's what some suggest. Ika lemeimar, the Rush says, however, you could really say that Mari Philip is Shoysik. Kimon the Boa Beis Kite. We could disagree with the whole concept of Shika Kaido over here, because there's nothing to be shoysik to, nothing to agree to, because we have no idea what happened. I'll tell you what Tosis says. Tosis says it a little bit clearer. So on the basis of the Mishnah, Misha you take it to Edim Meidu, so Elo Meidim Shnader Shnei Naziris, Elo Meidim Shnader Chamesh Nechel Gweidusan Ben Kan Naziris Kla. You tell me Hechidah Meid Shasa Kan Neider Shikis Koido Dami. What's the case? If the case is that the Neider was Shoysik, so then Shikis Koido, and he should be chayiv in the Naziris. He's denying either a story, not two and not five. Because he's been murdered to it, so Beis Shammai should agree that let his hodah be mechayev him. He says, I don't know. So he says, I did something, I don't know what. This one says two, this one says five, so we end up with no clarity. So when he says he doesn't know, so he cannot be mechayev based on what he says. So we go to the edus, there's no edus. You know, kishe shoysik, moshe akidus yachad. If one came first, he was shoysik, that acts as a hidah immediately, and he's chayav what that shtika was. Somebody's machad afterwards doesn't take away that hidah. But they came, both came to Bezin together, so his shtika is not hidah, because there's nothing to be murdered to. So have a shikus and hidah, the law of murder, the Amr Mali Lachishan, or Shtey and Lachishan Jews, Zeh. I don't need to. Really, it's not true. So why are you being shoysik? What I have to say? They took care of each other. They bounced each other out of the bezdan already. So over there, shtik is not kahidro. The way we look at it is if both Kitei Edim said you undertook two, the Kawa said five, says you undertook two plus some more. The Kawa says you undertook two, says you only undertook two, so they both agree that you undertook two, so you're Chayim Shtayim. So the Gemara. Masisin loyke tana l'chara. The Mishnah's presentation does not fit with the following tana, which is.
What's that last thing you read? The end of the Tosis.
The next little Tosis on the Mishnah. The Tanya, Rishmol Benoisha Rabbi Yechim Ben Baraika Omer. Rishmol, the son of Rabbi Yechim Ben Baraika, has a little bit of a different version of the Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, different than the Tanya of our Mishnah. Lenechlaku Beisham Beis Hillel Al Shteki Te Edim. Achas Emer Shtayim, Achas Emer Chomesh.
What next?
Sheyesh Bechal Chomesh Shtayim. That Beis Hamikdash are not arguing in the scenario which our Mishnah says, where one said two, one Peredim said it was two Naziris, one Peredim said it was five Naziris. Everyone agrees Sheyesh Bechal Chomesh Shtayim. So Beis Hamikdash would also agree that he bechayv to do two sets of Naziris. So where's the machlokes? Aman echlaku al achas. It's one pair of edim, and in the one pair of edim, the two edim are disagreeing. Echad omer shtayim, echad omer chomesh. The two edim come and they say, we were there together, and I remember. One said, I remember he said two. One said, I remember he said five. So what happens over there? So Bishami says there's no edus. You don't even have one pair of edim, because the two edim in the pair itself are disagreeing with each other. They're both agreeing that he's at least undertook two. One is saying that there was more than that. So so the edus of two is valid plus more. We have this machlokes. In Sanhedrin, when you have two pairs of edim arguing about how much the loan was, they both agree that they saw him borrow the money. One says the loan was for 200, and one says the loan was for 500. So is he chayav 200 or not chayav at all? Because they're arguing what was the story, or both pairs of edim agree that he was at least chayav 200. Actually, the case over there was 100 and 200. So Basila says, Yesh Bechal Messiah Mona. Even the one who said 200 agrees that there's at least 100. So he's Chayav 100. Okay, something more. Amar Rav. In a scenario where the person undertook the zeros in the form of counting, well, the more is going to go to the next step. So there, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Shammai that Nechel Kedusa. Amalei Reb Chama Reb Chista. So Reb Chama asked Reb Chista, "My cover, what's going on over here? This minor that Rav said, what does he mean?" Ilem Echad Omer Chomesh Beloy Shtayim. Ben Omer Shtayim Beloy Chomesh. Hakamach Shi Hadori. So. What is Rav saying that a kol moedim? That's obvious. The nechlokei dusa. One says that, you know, it was two, not five. One says it was five, not two. So they're arguing in what was the Kabbalah. So they're being machish each other. So you don't have a pair of eidim. So in Shmuel's case, where one is saying one of the two Edom is saying A, and one of the two Edom is saying B, how can they be a pair of Edis? El Echad Omer Achas Ushtayim Echad Omer Shalosh Arba Chomesh. One says he said one, two. The other eight said, he said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So they both agree that he said the words 1, 2. So where it comes Rob and says, you should know, even that scenario, it's considered Nechlag Hedusa. According to Beis Hillel. Versus, why would that be? Palomali, the more is why would that be so? Hashiyesh Lomer Chamirta Amarav Kilsaloy Omer Army Marova Eina Khashimana. So the Morris code says the Enachanami that they said over there that in the case of Moina, it's not considered a Khasha. Even Beishamai agrees that it's not a Khasha. So if the person said 1, 2, according to one aid, according to the other aid, the person said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they both agree he said 1, 2. That's much better than the scenario which was, so why would Rav say everybody agrees that by Mona the aid is invalid? Arab, according to Beis Hillel, you don't say Nechlag Kedusa in the case of one said two, one said five. Kalva Charmer in the case of with this scenario over here. So this is like the more. If Beis Hillel said even the more Charmer case, the more difficult case. So in the more easier case, the more Kiel case, the more Kal case, for sure Beis Hillel should say that then. So how can you say over there? So Morris says that the other around, if anything, even Beis Shammai should agree that the Eidus is valid. So the Morris says, Eino Chasha B'mayna. Thought the Rosh. She's Mikhail Lehestein. Kimish Yeh's Eidus Shlema B'kulo Dover. Everybody agrees it was two sets of Edim. So he's chayv two, because you have a full set of Edim which says two, and the other set of Edim is not denying two, which is saying more. So that's Edim. Where's the machlokes? Al v'kadachas, if it's one pair, v'ha kamer beishamai d'nechlo kaidusam shayechad amr emes v'echad meshaker main kan ela edechad amiti. When you have two pairs of Edim, you have one pair of Edim was saying the truth, the other pair of Edim was not really arguing with them totally. Over here, in this area where it's one pair of Edim, within the one pair of Edim, one of them is not saying the true story. Did he say two or did he say five? So you don't have any Edis, Bishamay says. They're both being made that he was Makayev too, and that doesn't make so that therefore they are Edom together in that amount. Now, according to the Russians, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, let me finish my sentence, please. According to the Tana of the Mishnah, in this scenario, which Rishmol said, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that it's no good. Because within one pair, there's an argument, it's no good. Beis Hillel only said it's valid if it's two separate adios, two separate kitos. But in a case where it's one cat which is disagreeing, not like Rabbi Shmuel says, the Beis Hillel says that case is good. According to the Tana of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel says that case is no good. Beis Shammai is right over there. Where do I argue Beis Shammai in a case of two kitos? So they argue both directions. According to Rabbi Shmuel, in a case where it's two kitos, even Beis Shammai says it works. According to the Tana of the Mishnah, that's what they argue. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, they argue in a case of one cat. According to the Tana of the Mishnah, one cat. Both agree that it's no good. So they argue, each one has the Tana of the Mishnah and Rishmal have totally different versions of the Mechakas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Okay, let's leave the next Rosh for tomorrow.